Welcome back here to South Fayette High School. Rusty Pett alongside Scott Moore. Can't give you the semifinal bouts that'll be coming up here just shortly. The semifinals at 107 pounds of McGarity. Peters taking on Stern. West Allegheny Thomas of Moon taking on Emma of Mount Lebanon. 114 semifinals. We've got one Montoya of Mount Lebanon taking on Wright of Trinity. Denison of South Fayette taking on West Allegheny's Herbert. Up at 121. Hartman of Canamac taking on Fisher of Bethel Park. And then Yannick of Moon taking on Canale of Trinity. 127 as we get underway here. Actually, they're going to start a little... They're starting maybe a little earlier here. I'll try to give you these then maybe as we go. I thought I'd have an extra minute. Benny of Canamac taking on Snatchco. West Allegheny and Sheftick and Waynesburg and Podolsky of Baldwin in the other 127-pound matchup. See if I can get to you a couple more of them here. And 133 pounds, Kern of Bethel Park, Slovak of West Allegheny taking on Cannoli, and then Cannoli of Sheftick Houston, Baldwin's Islamov down there. So, well, we're underway. We'll get you the rest of them updated as we go. They're starting a little bit early here, but Mr. Moore, we are back up and running here. We've got Matt's 2 and 3. I'm going to move the camera a bit more so we can catch more of Matt 4 in that bottom right corner. That's going to be Matt 3 and 4. Semifinals are on 2 and 3, so upper right corner and bottom right corner.
All right, your semifinal matches, McGarity leading 2-0 over Stern of West Allegheny. He's got a 2-0 lead, and the other semifinal match is yet to get started. That's the one between Thomas out of Moon and Mount Lebanon's Jonathan Emma. Down here, 2-1, 1-point escape for Stern. Comes up to his feet. McGarity trying to get him behind. He does. He goes up now by a count of 4-1. So 4-1 in that one.
All right. The semifinals.
4-1 McGarity leading. Emma has not started yet with Bryce Thomas. I don't think the referees are here.
You're right. I don't see them yet. Maybe they were enjoying the hospitality room.
Well, you said that they did come back a little bit earlier.
Not much, though. Maybe a minute.
Oh, no, then they're just...
A minute or two.
Yeah, here comes one.
And McGarity still at the 4-1 lead. He's in on another leg on Stern. And Stern able to get away. Actually, that was for the second escape. So 4-2 now, but right back in. Well, Stern came in on a double leg there, but they went out of bounds. 9 seconds to go in the first period. Other semifinal 107 is scoreless between Thomas of Moon and Emma of Mount Lebanon on Matt 3. You'll see Matt 3 on the bottom right of your screen. You can see it actually in both right screens, but I wanted to give you a little bit more of a focus there. So Matt 4 is the top of that. That's the yellow one. And Matt 3 just below it. Semifinals are on Matt's 2 and 3 here.
Back over to McGarity. McGarity leading 4-2 after one period. This is the semifinal. This will get you to the finals, obviously. Stern comes up to his feet. Struggles to get to his feet. Does. Gets the 1-point escape. So he's got a 3 of them. He's got the trifecta of escapes, but unfortunately McGarity's owned them when they get up there. He's got a couple of takedowns. And he's in on a single. Look out! And Stern close to getting the takedown here. Stern close to taking the takedown. Funk roll by McGarity. Holds on to that ankle. Rolls all the way through. And now Stern finds himself with his feet in the air and his head on the mat. McGarity fighting through, coming around. 4-3 the score.
Jonathan Emma gets around for a takedown on the other bout. He's up 2-0 over Thomas of Moon in mat 3. They're still in the first period in that bout.
And McGarity gets the takedown. Goes up 6-3. So he's got three takedowns.
They've got Colton Stalker of Peters Township out there on mat 4 in the consolation match against Jason Alex of Baldwin. He's trailing Alex 4-0. Another Washington County wrestler. That's 114-pound consolation.
McGarity cut him loose, 6-4. Trips him. Steps over top. Holding on to a very weak wizard. That's not going to sell anything. That's going to make the score 8-4 for McGarity. McGarity out of Peters Township. Looking to make it into the finals. We're down to 5 seconds to go here in period number 2. I'm old-fashioned. I have to do it too old-fashioned. I got to write it down.
It's not a bad thing.
No, I got to write this stuff down.
Yeah, it's easier to track sometimes.
Yeah. McGarity will start this period from the bottom. He's got an 8-4 lead, trying to make it to the finals. Maybe the first finalist today.
And now, Jonathan Emma leads 2-1 in his bout in the other match.
McGarity comes up to his feet, turns and faces. He will not get the one. He does get the one now. That'll make it 9-4.
Colton Stalker, Peters trailing 6-0 now to Jason Alex of Baldwin on mat 4. And McGarity looking for near fall. And
got two. It's going to make it 13-4. McGarity with the lead. Keeping an eye on the Fermilli-Slasky match. They're tied 3-3. And looks like they're going to be headed to overtime. Sudden victory.
Is that the semis?
That's the semifinal match.
Okay.
13-5, McGarity leading.
And Jonathan M up now 3-1 in his semifinal mount on mat 3.
Out of mount.
So 13-5, 30 seconds left in the third period now. Looks like McGarity in good control. He's got another 2 points for that takedown. 15-5 now. Jonathan Emma, he's got a 3-1 lead with 37 seconds to go. And they're down to 30 seconds in the second period. So right now, McGarity going to ride this out and take a major decision victory and punch his ticket to the finals. Nicholas McGarity, Peters Township in 107. And the other Peters Township wrestler is trailing on mat 4. It's Colton Stalker trailing to Jason Alex 9-0. So after that McGarity match, going to have Trinity wrestler now on mat 2. That's Jake Wright, 114-pound semifinal against Hiro Montoya of Mount Lebanon.
Wright the 5 seed, Montoya the number 1 seed. Montoya only wrestled, he's only got 6 matches?
Yeah, 5-1 on the year.
Injury. I'm looking to see. Usually you can see something wrapped up on him, but
yeah.
Emma with a 5-1 lead. That other 107 pound. Emma out of Mount Lebanon.
Mm-hmm. So two Mount Lebanon wrestlers here in the semis to start off. Hiro in on the single leg on right now. Switches to the double, and he's got the takedown. So Montoya with a 2-0 lead over Wright. On mat number 2.
I wonder what the story is with him.
Yeah, it's hard to say. Yeah, with only 6 bouts on the year, 5-1, but he got the number 1 seed. Obviously, they know, you know, seeding-wise, they figure that's where he
the
needed
to be. The guys at the committee know. They know. Yeah. Montoya, number 1 seed with the lead. Now I'm getting back points down there.
Mm-hmm. And Colton Stocker was eliminated down there on that Mat 4 bout for Peters Township. That's going to bring up Mount Lebanon South Fayette match down there on bout 4 between Sala of Mount Lebanon and Alan Timko of South Fayette. On Mat 1, it's Sam Bergender of Chartres Valley taking on Mike Schaub of Baldwin. Schaub, 10-0 lead, 107-pound consolation bout.
Emma up now 10-2.
Yeah. And getting a reversal there late, though, and making it 10-4 is Bryce Thomas of Moon. 45 seconds to go in the bout. So Emma still with a 6-point lead, but did give up the reversal. Emma, if he would win this and hold on, he would face McGarity in the finals. Montoya still with a 2-0 lead. He had the early takedown and now been riding Jake Wright of Trinity this entire first period, down to 10 seconds to go in the period. On Mat 2, top right of your screen, there is Mat 2, and you can see a bit of Mat 3. I guess that's another one, too. I could probably focus that one in. Well, I'm going to move Mat 2 a little bit so you can see that one edge of it.
All right, back over now with Emma. Emma is going to be your winner by a score of 12-5. He'll go in the finals, take on McGarity. Emma out of Mount Lebanon, McGarity out of Peters Township. Back over here to Mat number 2 now. And this is Wright trailing by a score of 2-0. Chase Vermilli lost his match 4-3 in, what do we call it?
Tiebreakers?
Tiebreakers. Okay. Not the final one. So the tiebreakers.
He'll be wrestling back for third.
What do we got here? It's 2-0 in favor of Montoya.
We have Floyd Huff of Waynesburg down on Mat 1. Consolation match. He got a takedown against Jonah Stearman of Bethel Park, and that's early in the first period, that consolation bout. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
You got quite the setup there.
Man, thank you, Mark.
Look at that. That's service.
It is. All right, back over now with Huff.
And Huff looking for the fall now. Jake Wright still trailing 2-0 there in the second period there, and Montoya feels like he's just been riding the entire match. He got the early takedown, and then he started this period on top. Huff's going to get three near fall to lead 5-0. As the first period comes to an end. Other semifinal bout now on mat number 114-pound is Caden Harbert of West Allegheny on mat 3, taking on Brock Dennison of South Fayette. Harbert got the early takedown to lead 2-0 in that one.
Montoya holding on to that 2-0 lead. Huff right now leading 5-0 as we start that second period. And he's got his man going over to his back again. Remember, these are elimination matches.
Mm-hmm.
So Huff has to get a win if he wants to move on to next week. And so right now,
will this put him in the consolation semis?
Puts him in the consolation semis.
So he does get the fall for Huff in advance. So that means he's wrestling next weekend, I guess.
He is in.
All right. I'm going to bring up a Peters Township wrestler on Mat 1. Montoya still on top of Wright, though. It's going to be Isaac Myers on Mat 1. Peters Township taking on Alex Tucker of Upper St. Clair. Zane Garner of Trinity on Mat 4 now, trailing Seth Miller of Bethel Park 2-0. That's up on the yellow mat. You can see that on the bottom right of your screen, along with mat number 3.
Now, what's Jake Wright going to do here? They're going to the neutral. Wright takes a shot underneath on Montoya. Montoya comes back around. 2-0 our score in favor of Wright. They come back up. 1:43 to go here in the third. Wright and Montoya. Montoya shot underneath by Wright. Montoya gets back. Wright was the 5 seed. He's 27-12. He's only a freshman, and now he's been taken down by the senior out of Mount Lebanon. So now it is 4-0. So he trails 4-0.
Myers and Tucker on mat number 1 tied at 2, end of the first period. And Miller of Bethel Park leads Garner of Trinity 2-1, 30 seconds into the second period over on mat 4, which is the yellow mat, bottom right of your screen. It's mat 3 that's in the forefront there. That is the semifinal bout between Caden Harbert of West Allegheny. He leads 3-1 over Brock Dennison of South Fayette. They are in the second period.
Montoya has hold of the leg. Montoya picks it up on right. Right tries to roll through underneath. Montoya stays right with him. Right, oh my God, I tell you, Wright's fighting back here. Wright's going to get a takedown. Wright's got to go close to putting him on his back. Wright got the takedown. 4-3. He's got 25 seconds to score. The freshman out of Trinity saying, he's saying, cut him loose, try to take him down again. 5-3. Out of bounds they go. He's got 14 seconds to tie this thing up. That was a good call by the coach from Trinity. That's all he had to do. I mean, he had no other choice. Montoya's just going to, I don't think he's been warned for stalling, so he can kind of hang out here. Final, 5-3. Now it's going to be 7-3, but it was closer than that. 7-3. Your winner is Montoya, the top seed out of Mount Lebanon.
All right. We'll take this action chance to step away real quick. We'll be right back on greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, I'm Athena Saris. For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been helping groups like yours raise money. Kids' sports are getting more expensive with signups, uniforms, and travel. The list goes on. Selling Saris Candies can help. With our reputation for quality and taste, Saris Candies practically sell themselves. We'll show you how easy it is. Call today, 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Welcome back here. Mat 2 semifinal. Collier Hartman and Cannon Mack leading 2-1 over Colton Fisher at Bethel Park. They are 1:25 to go in the first period. They're going to take a break in the action. The 114-pound semifinal between Caden Harbert is Harbert 7 of West Allegheny over Brock Dennison. He's got 3 points. 7-3. Harbert over Dennison right now. Minute left in the third. Isaac Myers is still tied at 2 down on mat 1 with Alex Tucker, Upper St. Clair consolation bout. 121 pounds, and then Matt 4, Zane Garner in a tight one with a minute left. He's trailing 6-5 to Seth Miller of Bethel Park, 127-pound constellations on Matt 4. That's the yellow mat, bottom right of your screen. That's 2 and 3 of the semifinals. They are on the right side of your screen. 2 is on top, and 3 is on the bottom.
Hartman holding on to this 4-1 lead just underway in the opening period with Colton Fisher out of Bethel Park, 4-1 in that one. And the other one coming down to a close. And it looks like Harbert of West Allegheny in pretty good shape with a 7-3 lead, now 9-3 semifinal matchup.
Garner's match, he's going to go ahead and let Miller up for the escape. 7-5, so Garner, it's 8-5 somehow. How did it end up? Oh, I missed a point. Somehow. Either way, going on a headlock attempt as Garner, I don't think he's got enough of it, and he's going to try to scramble through here. He's going to give up the takedown, so now he trails 10-5. Al, and close to getting a reversal, but
that must have had him on his back.
He did. So it's going to be tough for him to come back. A little bit of time left there, 24 seconds. Hartman ends the first period with a 4-1 lead for Canamack on mat 2.
Isaac Myers getting back points. Consolation match at 121 pounds. He's got a 4-3 lead.
So we did have a winner there on the West Allegheny wrestler at 114.
Harbert
will now advance to the finals.
Here are your finals for 107-114. It'll be Nicholas McGarity out of Peters Township in the finals at 107. He'll be taking on Jonathan Emma of Mount Lebanon. And at 114, it's Arrow Montoya of Mount Lebanon taking on Caden Harbert of West Allegheny.
Yeah, takedown and escape for Hartman. He leads 6-3. Carol Yannick of Moon on mat 3 taking on Dom Canale of Trinity, 121-pound semifinal. Trent and Canale in on a single leg, but they stall out there. They're going to call a stalemate there and restart with 137 to go in the first period.
Myers of Peters Township advances. Wins by a fall.
Bring up Luke Rush of Waynesburg on mat 1. Consolation match against Frank Fedorchuk of Trinity, 133 pounds. One of these guys trying to punch their ticket to next weekend's Whippeal Championship Tournament.
Luke Rush coming up here on mat 1. Fedorchuk.
Canale of Trinity on a double trying to finish this off against Yannick. He's getting close. Kind of needs to climb up the body. There he goes. He's got the two now. So 2-0 for Canale. Yannick trying to get right back up out of that hit, a standing Granby roll. Hartman's got an 8-3 lead now in the 121-pound bout on mat 2.
Rush, fireman's carry. And Fedorchuk back on his backside. Rush trying to come up on the leg. Cross-face in there by Fedorchuk. Can he finish it? Fedorchuk is laced the leg. I don't know. This is the first time I think a Waynesburg and a Trinity wrestler has met today.
Might be.
Fedorchuk up on top, but he's really, really super high. There's no takedown yet. Rush trying to sneak his head out, and can he pop it out or not? 8 seconds to go. He's close. I think he's going to get the two. He's got the two with 1 second. He's getting back points. And he got one. 2-0 our score in favor of Rush.
Canale able to get a takedown there on mat 3. He leads in that semifinal bout over Yannick 2-0. Hartman up 8-3 in his. He's going to let Fisher back up to his feet with a minute 49 to go in the third period. They go out of bounds. The 121-pound semifinals on mats 2 and 3. Hartman in on an underhook there. He leads 10-4. Now he backs back out of it. We're going to go to the second period with Canale having that 2-0 lead on the other mat as Hartman gets another takedown.
Colin White of West Green leading 6-1 in his match with Stanish out of Albert Gallatin in the AA championships. Back over to Rush. Gives up at a reversal right away. Tied 2-2 now with Fedorchuk. And again, he gets high, doesn't he?
Yeah, it is. Hartman up 12-5 now. They're wrestling on their feet. Canale up 2-0, but he starts the second period on bottom now, and he's broken down on the mat by Cale Yannick of Moon.
Uh-oh. Got real high. Luke is going to turn him to his back, get a reversal, put a half underneath, and he's going to get the fall, it looks like, and he does. Luke Rush will move on out.
So second Waynesburg wrestler to qualify here. Here in the Constellations, they have more that have made the semis that have already qualified. But Collier Hartman, he's up 12-5, 41 seconds to go. He tries to come in on an underhook again. They get out of that tie. And in the other semifinal, Kel Yannick has been riding out Canale the whole second period so far, down to 47 seconds remaining in that period. The only points the takedown Canale got in the first period. John Radner of Peters Township on mat 4. He's trailing 5-3 to Johnny Biano of South Fayette. Biano came in 28-2 in the year, but lost early in this tournament, trying to wrestle back to qualify for Whippeals.
Hartman controlling things 14-5. He's going to pick up the win. He'll move into the finals at 121 pounds. Okay. That's a 121. And that should bring up, I believe. Is it Kyle?
No, that's Benny.
Benny's coming first. Yeah. All right.
So Sheptic's match might be on mat 3. Canale. Still got the 2-0 lead, but he's been ridden out this entire second period.
Benny's like a little house of fire, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Boy, he just drives into you. You got a single leg, Benny, and he's right on top of you. Two-point takedown. Benny's already up. 2-0. Benny at 127 pounds, 25-6 this year, a senior out of Canada McMillan. And A.J. Snatchko out of West Allegheny. 2-0 the score, now 2-1, now another takedown, 4-1. Benny leading, 4-1 the count.
Canale now in a much better spot. He's got the headlock here.
Oh, yeah.
And looking for the fall on mat three. He's got a 4-0 lead, and he's got a tight headlock on Kale Yannick of Moon. And he got one swipe. I don't know if he's got consecutive one there. Now he is. He's getting consecutive near fall swipes as Benny gets another takedown.
Single leg, tripped him, put him right to the mat.
Canale and Yannick kind of a hard exit off that right side of the mat on mat three. Went back to the center with 121 to go in regulation. 7-0 the score. Canale leading now after those near fall points. Now Yannick gets out and gonna almost put Canale on his back, but instead 7-1, he gets the escape. And it gives Canale a shove at the center of the mat. He's going to dive in on the leg. Hips down for Canale, trying to defend that. Gut wrench there on the waist a little bit too, but they scoot off again near the scores table. 1 minute remaining in the third period. 121-pound semifinal. Bayano up 9-5 on Radnor.
Oh, Benny, another takedown.
So Bayano wins it. Radnor is eliminated for for Peters Township.
All right. Well, we got back over to Benny. Benny has 5 takedowns. He's got a lead of 10-4, and I was just going to keep him here now, here in this opening period.
Another Canamac wrestler starting on mat 4. That's Matt Rothko of Canamac taking on Joey Maritato of Moon, 133-pound Constellation semifinal on the yellow mat, bottom right of your screen. Double leg shot here by Yannick. He trails 7-1, 30 seconds remaining here. Canale of Trinity has hips down, trying to work on the hands. They're going to get a stalemate call. They'll restart with 25 remaining. And go out of bounds again, 19 seconds.
Benny chooses to start from the neutral position. He's got a 10-5 lead. He's been pretty solid on his feet. Takes another shot underneath. Out of bounds they go. They put him back in the middle. Andrew Benny out of Canada McMillan, leading over A.J. Snatchko out of West Allegheny. Reaches back, gets the ankle. Tries to spin around Snatchko. Now powers into him. Now turns him to his back. Gets the takedown, has him caught on his back. Zanchko rolls out of it, gives up 2 back points. And they'll make the score 14-5 in favor of Andrew Benny out of Canada McMillan.
Canale does win that bout 7-1 over Yannick, so Canale out into the finals for Trinity. And that is going to bring up Kai Sheffick of Waynesburg taking on Owen Klodowski of Baldwin. This is the second of the two 127-pound semifinal matches. It's on mat 3, which is on the bottom right of your screen where it's labeled mat 4. We're seeing mat 3 and 4 in that. And Benny gets the fall there on mat number 2. So Benny,
just a matter of time.
Andrew,
man.
Benny is going to advance to the finals for Kennemack at 127. Sheftick and Klodowski clawing at each other 20 seconds into a scoreless first period. Rothka and Maritato scoreless on mat number 4. That's in
there we go. Other semifinal matchup now, headed to mat number 2, is Slovic out of West Allegheny taking on Kernan out of Bethel Park. That's at 133 pounds. Let's get back over to the Waynesburg wrestler.
Yeah, Cheptik tries to come in with an underhook on that left side. Wrist control for Klodowski. And they separate, and 107 to go here in the first period. Now drag on that arm. Sheftick tried to get it on a leg and couldn't get to it. Now tries again. He is on it on the single. Head to the inside. Ladowski trying to lock through the crotch now, and Šeftik trying to hang on to this leg, reach across for the other ankle. Ladowski now leaning over the back. Šeftik kind of coming through the back door. And so you can keep their hips up here. Ladowski trying to hang on, but Šeftik trying to climb up here. He's now back on that single on the right leg. 30 seconds remaining. Now he's back to a double leg with head in the middle. Ladowski, though, still locked between the crotch, and Šeftik trying to hang on here. Gets his hips back over. Head down now, back to the single leg. So 13 seconds to go here. Good scramble, but no scoring yet from either wrestler. Down to 5 seconds to go, and they are really close to the edge of the mat. Time is going to expire. So good action, but still nothing going into the second between Šeftik and Ladowski.
Over on mat number two, it is now 13-5. Mason Kernan out of Bethel Park with the lead. 15-5. This is only in the first period.
Ladowski down to start the second period. Šeftik on top comes in with the eye pry and spiral ride here. Coming up underneath the right arm. And now he throws a half in on the right side as he's still working that spiral ride down low and trying to come out to the right side here of Ladowski. Ladowski kind of staying on his base, now trying to wing down with that right arm. Not a lot of action yet here in the second period. Šeftik trying to get that half again, switches off to the wrist. Comes back in behind, looking for 2-on-1 tie-up on the left wrist. It's back to the right as an outside leg stand-up here by Ladowski, and Šeftik now tries that half as Ladowski sits out. We're down 1:04 to go in the second period. So far, it's been Šeftik riding out here, and looks like maybe a roll attempt by Ladowski, but he ends up getting flattened out by it. Šeftik coming up underneath the arms, trying to work on those wrists again. There's a final 18-5 for Mason Kernan of Bethel Park at 133. He's going to advance to the finals for the Blackhawks.
Ooh, close. Nice job. Across the way, just to keep you up on Rothka out of Canada McMillan, he's trailing 7-1. And his match with Mariotto of Moon, 7-1 the count. That is in a consolation elimination matchup down there.
Blake Greener of Trinity getting underway at the 139-pound semifinal one. Mat number two now taking on Peter Leventis of South Fayette. So we got a caution on mat number three on Šeftik. 27 seconds remaining here in the second period. No score yet. Šeftik will have choice in the third. We get another caution on Šeftik, and he's going to have to ask the referee. You don't want to give up a point this way. Referee Tane, his hand, I think, was not in the right position on the waist. They're off to start now. So next caution point on Šeftik would be a point for Ladowski. Quad pod for Ladowski. Tries to Granby through it, but Šeftik stays behind him, but grabs a leg. Does Ladowski, and Šeftik trying to stay up, and does he get enough for two? He might have got two swipes. He's got two near fall for Kai Šeftik. There, he held him there long enough, got the consecutive counts, and he's going to have a 2-0 lead here after two periods as they go to the third. He will have choice.
Yeah, with 5 seconds he got that too. There's 5 seconds to go in that period, and he got it. Rainer, by the way, is up by a score of 6-2. Those are big points.
Šeftik off the whistle. He will take down to start the second period, and Ladowski comes around the side, breaks him down flap, and now Šeftik comes out, grabs the leg there, and looking to try to come out and face, but Ladowski got the low leg. You can't turn in too much. You'll turn yourself right to your back. And Ladowski trying to lock up a nearside cradle. Does he have it locked up?
He might. He has it.
He does. We're going to get a potentially dangerous call, and the Baldwin coaches are not happy with that. But that was a weird angle. It was a weird way that he had that cradle locked up. I could not see Kai's other knee, and they are going to pause for him and have the trainer look at him.
Now, they want at least two, is what Baldwin's saying. Do we get any points at all?
They did put two on the board for the near fall.
I think they're taking it off.
Are they taking it off?
No, I think they're going to take it off. I don't think he had it.
He didn't have enough for counts.
No, he didn't.
It was a matter of whether they're giving it. Because, I don't know if they have that imminent points, like when they have to stop for energy.
Yeah.
No, they did take it off the board, so it's 2-0 Sheptic still.
Reiner up by a score of 8-3. He's got back points coming again.
He does. He's
there. I think.
Yeah,
he's
they're
got
really,
at least three.
He's got a lot of points here, and it's only still the first period.
11-3.
So when we return, there's a minute 33 to go in the third. Sheptic on bottom leads 2-0 over Owen Klodowski of Baldwin.
Now they got blood time running to him. Reiner leading 11-3. After one period. Reiner at 139 pounds. Boy, these semifinals are flying through.
They are.
We're at 139 and one. 127 the other. Well, Reiner comes up to his feet. He's going to clear the...
To his feet is Sheptic, and Matt returned by Klodowski. Tries to lock up the near side cradle again this time, and this time Sheptic kind of wise to at least gets the leg back. He's working on that head. He's got the wrist, though, this time does Kai, and tries to flatten out. Hips are down. Minute 9 to go in the period. He's still got the wrist. Now he tries to stand back up and they get towards the edge of the mat. They're going to go out and restart with 1:01 to go in the period. Still 2-0 Sheptic. He will remain on bottom position here in the third.
Reiner getting back points. Leading 16-4. This is going to do it. You might 139. You can write Reiner in.
So off the whistle here again. Trying to come up over the head. Looks like trying to still with that not that near side cradle looks to be the intention of Klodowski here in this entire third period. And he's down to 40 seconds here. And I don't think Kai's been warned for stalling yet. He's down to 35 seconds.
No,
referee
he hasn't.
Talking to him. So I wouldn't be surprised if maybe a warning comes here soon. And there it is. There's a warning on Sheptic with 27 seconds to go. He can take one more of those and give up 1 point, but he can't take up two. And now coming up high is Klodowski. Sheptic trying to grab a wrist. 15 seconds to go. And if you're Sheptic, you can sit right there. There's a stall warning. There's 1 point, but there's 9 seconds left. He gets his hips up, but then gets flattened back out. 5 seconds to go. Now getting high is Klodowski, and they're going to get an escape. It's 3-1 as time runs out. Kai Sheptic's going to advance to the finals at 127 for Waynesburg.
That was a hard-fought battle down there.
You got T.J. Allison of Trinity on mat number two, taking on Liam Costa of Moon, 145-pound semifinal. And we've kind of got some separation because we had some quick matches on mat number two. So we're at 145 on mat two and 133 on mat three.
Here's your finals of 121. It'll be Collier Hartman of Canada Mac against Dom Canale of Trinity. That's at 121. And at 127, it's Andrew Benny out of Kennemack and Kai Sheptic out of Waynesburg. That's at 127. 135, we already have one finalist at 133. That's Carnan. And we have a finalist at 139, Reiner. And as you mentioned, you're right, we're getting a little space in here.
Still nothing between Allison and Costa of Moon, T.J. Allison of Trinity.
Liam Costa had a tough match his first one. This is a 145 pounds, Costa and Allison, T.J. Allison.
Didn't Allison have a tight one, too?
He had a tight one, too.
Yeah, he had a tough one against Gibbons of Mount Lebanon.
Mount Lebanon. And Costa had the one with... I believe the kid from, the one who defaulted out from Canada Mac.
Yep. Got a winner down there on mat four, Elijah Thomas of Moon defeating Derek Warstall of Upper St. Clair. So Thomas will advance the Constellation semifinals at 139 for the Moon Tigers.
Allison Costa go out of bounds. That's into the first period. No score. Allison out of Trinity, Costa out of Moon.
I think after this Allison semifinal, we'll take a quick break to get some of our sponsors some time. Nothing here. Logan Cannoli of Chartiers Valley and Ramil Islamov of Baldwin wrestling on mat 3, the 133-pound semifinal, and that is Islamov with a 9-2 lead right now, and he's on top of Cannoli and looking to run a half from the opposite way. He's got a wing, too, so he could take this either way, and he takes the wing over, and he's looking for the fall. And he gets it. Islamov into the finals for Baldwin. He's only got one loss on the year.
Tell you, Allison said he's close to getting a reversal on Costa, but he just can't quite finish it.
Going to have we'll have to wait till after this. It's an all-Washington County semifinal on mat three now. 139 pounds, A.J. McGarity, Peters Township, taking on Ryder Joseph, Cannon McMillan. Getting underway there, bottom right of your screen on mat three. You can also kind of see it on the top right there above mat two on the top right of your screen. Trying to fit all these in here with moved things around a little bit so we could focus on more on mats two and three during the semifinals. Constellation bouts are on mat one and mat four. Mat 1 is labeled bottom left of your screen. Mat 4, the yellow one that's on the bottom right side of your screen. Getting underway on mat 4 is Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park taking on Joe Gamble of Mount Lebanon, 152 pounds.
Okay, Allison was close to getting a reversal a couple times in that early in this second period, but he has not. Costa has just been riding him this entire period. And now what are they going to call? Stalemate. Put him back in the middle.
Yeah. 145 proving to be a fairly tight weight class. Not a lot of separation, it seems, between these guys.
Yeah.
Good crowd on hand here at South Fayette.
Up to his feet comes Allison, and he got away. He finally gets away with 14 seconds to go. So Allison takes the lead 1-0 on Costa out of Moon. Liam Costa.
It was a single leg shot by Ryder Joseph, and he almost climbed around behind as they went out of bounds. And McGarity able to keep this one scoreless so far. 57 seconds to go in the first period between McGarity of Peters Township and Ryder Joseph of Canamac.
Back over now. We'll go to the third period. Up to his feet comes Costa. Allison sits in behind him and cuts him loose. We are tied at one.
Ryder Joseph kind of taking a little bit of ground here. It's coming forward, get that collar tie. McGarity backing up towards the near side. And I say that, Joseph, nice finish there. Gets in on the single, switches around to the double leg to finish that and takes the 2-0 lead late in the first period, 19 seconds to go, and he immediately flattens A.J. McGarity down to the mat.
Allison gets the takedown. It goes up 3-1. T.J. Allison out of Trinity gets the takedown. He's up 3-1 now here in the third period. A big takedown there for the Hiller. Out of bounds they go. They'll put him back in the middle.
Got it. Get a little bit of between periods here. After one period, it's 2-0 in favor of Joseph. McGarity's choice. He will take down to start the second period.
Hoffman now underway for Waynesburg in consolation matchup. He has a 2-0 lead.
He's taking on Mikhail Krenzelak of Cannon Mac.
Krenzelak got it, yeah.
He got banged. I think they might have bumped heads, maybe.
I think he hit him right in the nose. Yeah, by accident. Okay, back over to Allison while they tend to Hoffman. He cut him loose, 3-2. Single leg shot by Koss. He's got a good single. Reaching across is Allison.
Oh, Joseph.
Good single shot. Now hanging over top is Allison. back through the crotch, now grabbing for that ankle.
Joseph has McGarity going to his back here at this half. Nelson looking for the fall.
Uh-oh. McGarity, the top seed?
Is he at 145? Wait a second. Wait, we're at 139. No, he's the second seed.
That's
Ryder Joseph, the three. That's a 2-3 matchup.
Yeah, 2-3 matchup. Back over here. Costa looking for the takedown. Costa going after Allison. Allison dancing around. He's going to be warned for stalling his first one. That'll be 3-2 out of bounds they go with 6 seconds. Huffman back in action. He's got a 2-1 lead.
Joseph has that half in again. He's looking for another fall. He already leads 2-0. He's still got the same half. They haven't awarded the back points. He just kept it. And uh-oh. So that end with no score with Allison going to hold on?
No.
Yeah, Allison held on. Got the win 3-2.
Okay.
That was a close one.
Allison advances for Trinity at 145. And we got the other one looking at 139. Joseph still, he's had him on his back technically this entire time in the second period because they still haven't awarded the back points. It's the same pinning combination, so it's still 2-0 on the scoreboard. But he's still looking for the fall. He's got 10 seconds to work here. And if he doesn't get it, he will go to the third with a 5-0 lead.
Huffman gets 1 point escape as we start the second period. He's got a 3-1 lead over Krenzelak. Now they're up. Facing each other.
It's Chris Sabrone of Peters Township taking on Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park at 145 on mat two now. Upper right of your screen. It's getting underway. 5-0 as they start the third period between A.J. McGarity and Ryder Joseph. Joseph leading 5-0 in that one.
Huffman holding on to a 3-1 lead. Both wrestlers on their feet here in the second period. Now they work their way back to center. Higgins just underway out of Bethel Park. Sabrone out of Peters Township. And a takedown for Higgins.
And there is Joseph staying on top there of McGarity here in this third period. Minute 26 to go.
Out of bounds goes Huffman and Krenzelak. Still 3-1 in favor of Huffman. And this, that's an elimination matchup.
Sabrone with the takedown leads 2-0 over Higgins. They've got a minute 18 to go in the first period there on mat two. There's a takedown, though, by McGarity. On mat three, it's 5-2. Actually, technically a reversal. He was on bottom. Came around behind. 5-2 now the score. Ryder Joseph still in the lead for Cannon Mack.
Sabrone up 3-2 on Higgins. Huffman holding on to a 3-1 lead over Krenzelak in this consolation matchup. Out of bounds, they go one more time. 12 seconds to go, second period.
3-2 Sabrone now, 44 seconds to go in the period. They're on their feet. He tries to come in on a shot, can't. The other matchup with McGarity and Joseph, it's still McGarity on top, but he's got a score. He's only at 24 seconds to go, and he trails by 3 points. So Ryder Joseph can stay right there, really. I mean, even take a couple stall warnings if need be, but they're down to 13 seconds,
yeah.
So this one looks like it's going to be Joseph. As McGarity kind of looks at the side and doesn't really know what to do here, and there goes Joseph out the side, and he's going to get an escape to make it 6-2, and that'll be the final, and Ryder Joseph is going to defeat A.J. McGarity, and he will see Blake Rayner in the finals at 139 pounds. Sabrone leading 5-2 over Higgins as they go out of bounds at the end of the period. We're going to take, what do we got here? We got Daniel Huffman still up.
Holding on to a lead of 3-1. They're both on their feet again here to start this third period. I think the choice was Huffman's, actually.
Other semifinal bout getting started on mat, 352 pounds. Mario Del Rosario, the Baldwin, taking on Luke Dunlap of South Fayette. That's just getting underway. Bottom right of your screen. In the mat four box, that's mat three is in the green, mat four is the yellow one up top. Currently on mat four, Ben Maris of Mount Lebanon trails Michael Olszewski of Moon at the 160-pound consolation bout. 5-0.
Shot underneath by Kredzelak on Huffman. Both up to their feet one more time.
Nice drag by for the takedown on Matt 2 there by Ethan Higgins over Sobrone. He's up to an 8-2 lead now. And minute 22 to go in the second period.
Huffman close to being taken down, and I think he has been. He has been taken down, ties it up at 3-3. We're down to 19 seconds. Kredzelak sitting right on top of Huffman in this consolation matchup. Huffman tries to roll through, can't finish it, and we're going to overtime.
And semifinal bout on mat 3. Luke Dunlap up 5-0 over Del Rosario. Dunlap of South Fayette. Del Rosario of Baldwin. Ending the near the end of the first period. It's going to be 5-0, maybe more. There's three more back points awarded to Dunlap. It's 8-0 going into the second period. Higgins up 8-3 on Sobrone on 145-pound semi on mat 2. They are halfway through the second period. Sudden victory here on mat 1.
Yeah, they've... A late takedown by Kredzelak. Tied it up, and now Huffman misses. He's caught in the headlock. He's going to come around to the top. Is he going to get the takedown? He does.
All right.
Honest to goodness, I don't know how he got that.
I don't either.
I have no idea how he got it, but he got it.
He got his hips in the right place the right time to win now. And Daniel Huffman will advance to consolation semis. Waynesburg and Kredzelak is eliminated for Cannon Mac. So we've got Higgins and Sobrone on mat 2. That one... Getting ready to start the third period. I do need to step aside real quick, but keep an eye on that. That is your Washington County wrestler there in the semifinals on mat number 2. We will be right back.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back here. We've got Chris Sobrone still on mat 2. He trails 8-4, 33 seconds. He's trailing to Ethan Higgins of Bethel Park, Sobrone of Peters Township, 145-pound semifinal, and Brock Evans of Waynesburg now taking on Keith Minson of Baldwin in 160-pound semifinal on mat 3. They are scoreless with minute 10 to go in the opening period. So I see that Higgins comes back around behind Sobrone to get another takedown to lead 10-4. We have another Waynesburg wrestler, Aiden Pester, out on mat number 4, which is the yellow mat, bottom right of your screen. He's taking on Cameron Simon of West Allegheny, 172-pound consolation match. Cannon Mack has a wrestler on mat 1. That is Blake Ward, and he is wrestling Corden McDonald of Bethel Park, 160-pound consolation match, and he's trailing 8-0 currently to McDonald. Single leg here attempt by Minson of Baldwin. He's in deep on it, but so far trying to fight this off is Evans and get his get over the back, grab an ankle, and they're going to go out of bounds, and they'll restart with 34 on the clock in the first period.
Did you say Jones won?
Who was that?
No, he's just out here now.
He's just starting, so that was a final. That was Higgins.
So we're back
winning that bout, now. Yeah.
Yeah, we're back to even now.
Higgins, I didn't get the final. It was 10-4 last I saw in favor of Higgins.
Yeah. Higgins was the winner, I know that.
Yeah. Gaudi Amoon in on a single leg here on Nick Jones of West Allegheny, 152-pound Semmel. Now switches to a double, and he's...
Consolation match, Corden McDonald leading 11-0 over Ward of Cannon McMillan. That's a consolation matchup, and no score there with the Pester match.
Sorry, that was Nick Jones with the takedown. Sorry, the singlet's wrong. Nick Jones, West Allegheny, single. He's left 2-0, and he's going to try to pull a cradle over top, and he does. He's got Rigotti going to his back. Nick Jones, West Allegheny, looking for the fall here early in his 152-pound semifinal for West Allegheny. He's got it.
He got it.
Ball comes at a 41 seconds for Nick Jones. He's into the finals for West A. And starting the second period now is Evans on top, but getting away quickly is Keith Minson of Baldwin. So 1-0 Minson with 1:50 to go in the second period. Coming up on mat number two, Bodie Morgan of Trinity taking on Lashine Islamov of Baldwin, 172-pound semifinals.
Pester trailing 5-1. We go to the second period. Coming up to his feet is Simon. 5-1.
It's on the yellow mat, bottom right of your screen.
Right. He's got a one-point escape, 6-1.
Minson kind of forces Evans to the side of the mat there on mat three. He's got the 1-0 lead coming in, trying to get an underhook there, but getting separated is Evans. It'll be Evans' choice in the third period. Double leg shot by Minson, and that's fought off. Now Evans has Minson in a front headlock, and they go out of bounds off the far side of the mat.
Up to his feet, nope. Pester got a shot underneath. He's got the leg trapped, but can't do much with it. Still made call, and they're going to bring him back in there. Or, excuse me, it was the other way around. That was Simon with the shot underneath on Pester.
Bodie Morgan up 2-0 with the takedown in the first period here against Islamov. 1:15 to go here on mat two. That's top right of your screen. Evans and Minson go out of bounds. They have 34 seconds left in the second period there. It's 1-0 Minson still. They're up to their feet on mat two. That's an escape for Islamov. It's 2-1 in favor of Bodie Morgan as they go out of bounds.
Pester still trailing 6-1. Pester with a shot underneath on him. He can't finish, though.
There's a high crotch shot by Brock Evans, and can't quite keep it in bounds. They got towards the edge there. He was almost ready to come around behind. But there's only 1 second left in the period. So they'll head to the third where Evans will have choice, and he is going to take down to start the third period, trailing 1-0. Bodie Morgan quickly, though, gets the fall in the first period for Trinity. So Bodie Morgan into the finals at 172 for the Hillers. And that's going to bring out Caleb Stevenson.
All right, I'll keep an eye on Caleb.
Or sorry, Jake Stevenson. I call
I'm
his
sorry,
brother's
yeah.
name. Jake Stevenson.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jake.
Yeah.
Jake Stevenson, second seed, taking on, who is that?
Stevenson's going to have Prichnitsky of Chartiers Valley. Nick Prichnitsky, I don't know if I'm saying that right. But
Prichnitsky.
So two Waynesburg wrestlers out here in the semis. Evans did get the escape. He's tied 1-1 now. Minute 20 to go in the third period on mat three. And there's a bottom right corner of your screen, the green mat. Oh, a nice throw by there, but couldn't get to the leg.
Single leg shot by Stevenson on Prunitsky. He's got the single leg up. Can he finish it? He's got it, and he's dragging him in the middle. Stevenson with the leg up. Let's see if he can finish it. Tries to trip. Nothing. Now pulls him back in the center again. Tries to trip one more time. He does. Now he's in on top, and he's got the takedown. So Jake Stevenson with the takedown, he leads it 2-0.
Evans again with a couple drags again. They couldn't quite get to the leg there. A little scramble out of bounds. 48 seconds to go. We are tied here. And there's a deep shot there, though, by Minson. He's in on the single. And Evans trying to lock through the crotch, maybe scoot his hips around, but Minson's really deep in that. He's trying to step over.
Pester trailing 10-1, by the way. So actually 12-1. Now you got three back points, 15-1.
Evans now getting his hips in a little better position, steps around, has the leg laced, still trying to get around. There's 20 seconds remaining here. Could end up with a stalemate as Minson's just kind of hanging off the ankle. We do get it with 15 seconds to go. Nobody scores. We're heading to sudden victory.
2-0 in favor of Stevenson. He has the lead right now against the third seed Chartiers Valley, Nick Przinski.
Pester was defeated, so his season comes to an end for Waynesburg there on mat four. There's another shot by Evans, but time will run out. So we'll head to sudden victory. 1 minute on the clock here. They'll wrestle from their feet. First point wins. Where we go to tiebreakers.
17 seconds to go in the Stevenson's match in the first period. 2-0 in favor of Stevenson.
Evans gets snapped down, and Minson counters, though, with an underhook, and they're near the side of the mat, and they go out of bounds. 45 remaining in the sudden victory period. Really good action here between Evans and Minson with this 160-pound semifinal.
First period in the book, 2-0 Stevenson over Chartiers Valleys. Nick Przinski. Stevenson starts from the bottom, but he's going to be warned for a caution on the false start.
Backing up here a little bit is Minson. We're under 30 seconds, 24 to go in sudden victory. Evans underhook now, but loses that. Minson is kind of hanging on to the head. You kind of get the feeling Minson kind of maybe waiting. Oh, now as I say that, he snaps down and drives into Evans, and they go out of bounds. 12 seconds to go. Oh, that happened to Stevenson on the far side. Did you see that?
I didn't see him down the mat. I was watching Evans.
Something happened on the far side. He's still leading 2-0, but he went down on the far side of the mat. There's a high crotch shot by Evans. He's trying to get his hips over. 4 seconds to go. No points awarded. Can he get around? When time runs out, they will go to tiebreakers. So Evans now will be down for the first 30-second tiebreaker period. And he's up, and Granby rolls, tries to spin around, he's up to his feet, trying to break the hands, break grip control, still on his feet, and gets returned, but turns back in, and should he get the one-point escape? Does. He does with 18 seconds remaining in the tiebreaker period. Stevenson is at least sitting up now. We still don't know what happened.
Somewhere around the head area, like he landed on his head or nothing. I looked over and was watching Evans' match, and I took my eye off for just a second.
7 seconds to go in this tiebreaker, and then it will be the second tiebreaker where Minson will have the choice, and time expires, so we're headed to that right now. That is on mat three, bottom right of your screen.
Grab the leg and hold it along as they let you, you know?
Yep.
Tell the right out stop.
Cam, a quad pod here, right up to his feet is Minson. And trying to break him down is Evans. He drops down on the leg, he gets away. Right. Minson gets the escape. We're tied. And who scored first point in this?
Who did? I don't remember.
I think Minson did. So does he get choice then?
Yeah,
for
ultimate tiebreaker? His choice.
If they go to it, 12 seconds to go.
He obviously, I'm guessing, will take the down position.
I would think. That would.
I mean, I would.
As quickly as he got out there. That's where we're headed. Ultimate tiebreaker. So it will be Minson's choice. He takes the bottom.
We're looking at right now, we're waiting for, and they're going to, I don't think they're going to take a chance. I think they're going to default it out.
And up to his feet is Minson. On the leg is Evans. He's down on the low single leg, trying to hold on to the knee. Now drops down to the ankle, just kind of hanging on. 20 seconds to go. He does get hit for stalling. They will stop the clock with 17 seconds to go. He's been warned once. The next one will be a point, and that would go to...
Now, my question is, it's 3-0.
So was that a penalty point?
I don't think it was. I mean, I didn't see if he did.
So, oh, it's Stevenson's going to win by disqualification. I'm guessing is what that is. It must have been that's where the third point came from.
It had to be.
Okay, so Stevenson's hand was raised. So we've got 16 seconds left. The situation is one stall warning right now that just got put on Evans. Up to his feet is Minson. Turns in, he's got the escape, and that'll do it. So Minson is going to win in ultimate tiebreaker over Brock Evans by a score of 3-2, and he advances to the finals at 160.
And it brings up the question whether or not you'll see Jake in the finals, which I doubt it. If, you know, if it's a... I mean, I could be wrong.
So now we've got on mat three, it's Parker Knave of Peters Township taking on Braden Collins of Cannon Mac, 172-pound semifinal. On mat two, Gino Calgaro of Cannon Mac taking on Tyler Glover of Chartiers Valley, 215-pound semifinal. Mat two, the upper right part of your screen. Mat three, the bottom right part of your screen. Shot by Braden Collins. Or by Parker Knave of Peters Township in deep on Braden Collins.
I'm looking for Stevenson now. Have you seen him?
I haven't seen him since he left the mat.
I don't see him.
Okay.
Probably took him back to the locker room, get him checked by the trainer. They're not going to mess around with the head area. It's the wisest thing to do. But obviously it was an illegal slam of some sort. You know?
Yeah. All right, so I did not get...
All right, this is what we got out here. Let me just give you a little bit of rundown. We got Gino Calgaro out of Cannon Mac leading 4-1 over Tyler Glover of Chartiers Valley. That's with 215 pounds. 172, Parker Knave, 2-1 leading over Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. That is in the opening period. Both of those matches are in the opening period.
I was wondering why we didn't see the other 160-pound semifinal between Lawrence and Nicolella. Nicolella medical forfeited out of that. So Lawrence into the finals there at 160. He will wrestle Minson.
So Nicolella's out, right?
Yes. Well, he's in
not,
the...
No, he's in
yeah,
the... Yeah,
Constellation
I mean, he's
Semis.
Yeah, he's in Constellation Semis, which... I doubt he'll probably wrestle there either.
Deshaun Lax, Cannon Mac on mat four now. 285-pound consolation bout against Zach Stromach of Peters Township getting underway. That's the yellow mat on the bottom right of your screen. Calgaro up 4-1 after one period here on mat number two. 215-pound bout over Tyler Glover of Chartiers Valley. Parker Knave of Peters Township with a 4-1 lead over Braden Collins of Cannon Mac. On mat 300.
Did you get a final for 52?
Yeah, I got the winner. I didn't look at the score.
That's all right.
I know it's going to be finals are Nick Jones versus Luke Dunlap. Nick Jones of West Allegheny versus Luke Dunlap of South Fayette.
Well, let me give you a rundown. A little bit of where I left off. Let me give you from 133. 133, your finals from Bethel Park. It's going to be Mason Kernan against Ramil Islamov of Baldwin. That'll be the final at 133. 139, it's Blake Rainier of Trinity taking on Cannon McMillan's Ryder Joseph. At 145 pounds, TJ Allison of Trinity taking on Ethan Higgins, and he is from Bethel Park. At 152, it'll be Nick Jones out of West Allegheny. He'll be matched up with Luke Dunlop of South Fayette. 160 pounds. It'll be Keith Minson out of Baldwin, who earned that hard-fought match over Brock Evans of Waynesburg. He'll be taking on Michael Lawrence of Chartiers Valley.
Gino Calguero just won by fall for Ken and Max, so he is into the finals at 215 pounds.
Okay. Calguero.
The other 215-pound semifinals getting underway now on map two. That's Landon Hartman of Bethel Park and Ronan Gibbons of Upper St. Clair. Right there, upper right of your screen, the green mat there. And then 215-pound consolation bout on mat number one. Bottom left of your screen, that is going to be Adam Watson of Trinity taking on Mobabula Amini of Baldwin. And on mat four, the yellow mat on the bottom right of your screen, it's Zach Stromuck of Peters Township. He's up 1-0 over Deshaun Lax of Cannon Mack, and they are in the second period of that 285-pound consolation bout. Nave, a 7-1 lead right now over Braden Collins on mat three. And he is on top, riding here in the second period of 20 seconds remaining.
Consolation match. Oh, my thing lost. I lost it.
They're still up 7-1 as they wind down. They're heading to the third period. They will take that lead into the third. 4-1 for Hartman over Gibbons on mat number two.
Watson leading 4-0 over Amini. Hartman 4-1 over Gibbons, and that one is in the first period. Nava 7-1 over Collins. That's in the third. And Stromock out of Peters leading 1-0 over Lax. And that's 285. So there you are. So you're kind of up to date right now. Watson right now in this consolation match, now leading by a score of 5-0. Now it's close to giving up a reversal. And he's close to putting his man on his back. Can he get to the side?
Nave looking for more here with a tilt, but he's kind of in an awkward situation. You be careful. You don't want to pin yourself with Parker Nave, and now he gets in a better situation, going to readjust. Collins there, pretty smart move to just kind of keep himself where he was. Almost got the defensive fall. Still 4-1 Hartman over Gibbons, and they've just started the second period. As I say that, Gibbons looked like he might be able to put Hartman on his back, but Hartman gets out of that.
Watson's going to get a reversal. He goes up 7-0 on Amini in this consolation match at 215 pounds. 7-0 here with, we're in the second period, 45 seconds to go. Watson leading and really controlling things quite easily.
Stromock up 3-1 still on Deshaun Lax. They have a minute 13 to go in the third period on mat number four. And now Lax on his back. Stromock looking for a fall, and he gets it. So Zach Stromock of Peters Township eliminates Deshaun Lax at Cannon Mack. 285-pound Stromock will advance to the consolation semifinals. For
Watson looking for the fall. He's got he's rolled Amini over to his back, and he's going to get it. Time of the fall is going to be 4:47. The winner is Watson out of Trinity, 215-pound winner.
And I think they're going to move some bouts around. They're going to put semifinal down on mat four now, so I need to – what's the best way to do that?
That's
Roan Tustin.
That's Roan Tustin.
We'll call the match. It's up on mat four. You can see it bottom right of your screen. We got two semifinal bouts in that screen now as Tustin is taking on Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon. Tustin in the white and black and red singlet. Lloyd all solid navy blue for the Mount Lebanon.
Blue Devils.
And Tustin giving up some size here, but we know he is strong, so it's always exciting when he gets out there against one of these bigger heavyweight wrestlers. Now it looks like Lloyd is kind of keeping him at bay. What do we have? A final. Parker Nave wins 7-2 over Braden Collins, so Parker Nave into the finals for Peters Township.
Nave. So Nave will take on Morgan. Bernie Morgan out of Trinity. Nave.
There's
Peters.
On mat number three now, it's going to be Robbie Allison of Trinity taking on Hunter Goetz of Bethel Park, 189 sound semifinal. And Robbie Allison, wow, right down to the mat, but rolling through the action. Still no takedown given. And Allison trying to come around for two. There's this double leg shot. Now switching to a single is Roan Tustin on mat four. And good job taking him down. Takes him right to his back. Trying to jump a half here on the near side is Roan Tustin. And he takes Lloyd over to his back, looking for the fall. Roan Tustin looking for the fall, and he's got it. That fall comes at 1 minute and 25 seconds for the Waynesburg 285-pounder, and he is into the finals.
He's got a better beard than me.
You don't look like you're trying that hard.
Well, I'm not trying right now. I mean, you know, I'm not allowed to have it.
Oh, look at this. You got another fall opportunity right there. Robbie Allison gets that one. That one comes in 56 seconds for Trinity.
So Allison,
we'll see if it happens. It's that way he would take on Jake Stevenson if Stevenson does, in fact, wrestle there. We did see him get banged up at the end of that match with the disqualification to the other wrestler. But looks like they're going to roll right into those consolation semis, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
On the far mat.
I bet you they do.
Yeah, they've got 107-pounders coming out now. What do we still have for semis? We have 285 pounds, and that's it?
I think we had 285. I think I'm missing one, but I'm not sure.
We didn't get the final on that Hartman match. Let me grab that real quick.
All right. I've got this, though. I can tell you this. 172. It's going to be Brody Morgan of Trinity against Parker Nave of Peters Township. 189. It's Robbie Allison, Trinity, and scheduled Jake Stevenson from Waynesburg Central. 215. I got Gino Calguero out of Canamac against who?
I just turned my page. 215. Calguero is going to take on Landon Hartman at Bethel Park. So we're down to 285 there on Matt's. We know one of them. Roan Tustin's already in, and he will face the winner of this Cam Dana West Allegheny and Michael Albert Upper St. Clair match, which is scoreless after one period here on mat number two, upper right of your screen.
Now, everybody you're going to see from this point on, aside from this last heavyweight match,
the one on mat one is the only one. It's an elimination bout right now. That is 285 pounds between Dawson Dobbins of Moon and Michael Gibson of Bethel Park. It's Michael Gibson leading 2-0 with 13 seconds left in the first period. That's down bottom left of your screen on mat one. All right, so we'll finish this last semifinal. We'll step aside and get ready, and then we'll continue with the consolation semifinals. But you're correct; they are not elimination bouts. These are to see if you're going to wrestle for third or you're going to wrestle for fifth. But everybody is qualified for next weekend's tournament at this point. We do have a Trinity wrestler out of mat four. That's Jake Wright. He's leading 2-0 over Jason Alex of Baldwin, 114-pound consolation bout. They are in the second period with 1:35 to go there. Another Trinity wrestler on mat number three, Mickey Horn. Trinity taking on Bryce Thomas of Moon, 107-pound match, and that is scoreless heading into the second period.
Albert holding on to a 1-0 lead, semifinal matchup. Albert out of Upper St. Clair. I don't know if Upper St. Clair has anyone in the finals, to be honest with you.
I don't think they do.
I think you're absolutely right. I don't think they are. So far in the semis, in the finals. Let me give you the finals. Baldwin has two.
Jake Wright looking for a fall on the mat four, and he gets it. So Jake Wright will wrestle for third place for Trinity. Jason Alex for Baldwin wrestle for fifth.
Baldwin with two, Bethel Park with three, Canamac with four, Chartres Valley with one. Moon doesn't have any.
Okay.
They don't have a bad team either, do they?
No,
they're not a bad team. It's kind of, I thought they would, well, you know what? You never know. Mount Lebanon with two, Peters with two, Safayette with one, five for Trinity, one for Upper St. Clair, three for Waynesburg and West Allegheny. Those are your finals. But Moon has 10 wrestlers in the...
still moving to next weekend?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, they got 10 wrestlers. Now, they're not going to have the best of seeds, but
they're going to have a lot of guys going.
Yeah, they're going to have a lot of guys. So it's good to know.
Yep. And we are still down here to the third period getting started. It's going to be Michael Albert on top here. He's leading 1-0, and he will start the period on top against Cam Dana of West Allegheny. The winner of this will wrestle Rome Tustin of Waynesburg in the finals. And we got a takedown. Bryce Thomas now, he was trailing coming into the second period. He now leads 5-1 over Mickey Horn of Trinity on mat 3. Up to his feet now is Dana, and he gets tripped back down by Albert. Sorry, what were you going to say?
I just texted Bob to see how Jake is.
Ah.
I noticed Christy's not sitting up right now.
Oh, I didn't see where they were sitting.
They're right there.
Okay. Oh, I see her over by your dad. Yep.
All right.
Still 1-0 in favor of Michael Albert. Last semifinal bout here, and then it will be all consolation semifinals until we have our medal round matches. We haven't got any announcements for that yet, when that'll start.
I guess, what time is it right now? 1:52 o'clock?
It's 1:57.
Probably not until 3.
There's Mr. Church. Well, Dr. Church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good crowd here today. It's crowded in here. You go out the lobby, it's really crowded. Mm-hmm. It's not a big lobby, but there's a lot of people here for this tournament. I think that's the thing with these super sectionals. You really have 12 teams participating.
Right, I'm familiar with the sites were what? South Fayette, Norwin, mm-hmm. and I don't know where the other one was. It'd be the East somewhere. Or I'm sorry, it'd be the
North,
yeah,
I suppose.
Yeah, they have North up that
North
way.
North Allegheny, maybe?
Maybe North Allegheny.
Yeah. I'm just guessing. I have no idea.
If that's makes right. sense.
They have a huge gym, that would be.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got 15 seconds to go here off the restart, and this is Albert trying to ride this out. The punch's ticket to the final and give Upper St. Clair their first finalist, or only finalist of the day. And Cam Dana, West Allegheny, stands up to his feet. 4 seconds to go, and it's going to be Albert. Hey, Michael Albert in there for Upper St. Clair, and that'll be him versus Roan Tustin at 285. We will be right back here with more of the Consolation Semifinals, greensports.net, and WJPA Sports Network.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
At Waynesburg University, growth means profound transformation as you connect faith, learning, and serving in your life. Here, you'll test yourself, make lifelong friends, provide hope to those in need, and become a leader. As you grow, you'll discover a faculty invested in you, peers inspired by service, and a university commitment to making your investment one of the most valuable in the country. Learn more at waynesburg.edu.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Well, the Waynesburg Raiders will be taking 7 wrestlers to the tournament next weekend.
All right, the Gaels. Yeah. Represented well there. And that's without Joe Simone. He not compete here. I didn't hear. I'm guessing maybe got banged up towards the end of the series. Speaking of Waynesburg, they got a wrestler out there right now, Matt 2. Floyd Huffman, a good one. Tied 4-4 on Matt 2, upper right of your screen. He's taking on Brock Dennison, a South Fayette Constellation semifinal of 114 pounds. And right now he's the only either Washington or Greene County wrestler out there. Of course, Huff from Greene County. And they stop it. What are they looking for?
Blood.
Like blood. I'm not sure who's bleeding, but there's blood somewhere. And they're cleaning
it's coming
up.
Out of Dennison. Looks
coming out
like.
Of Dennison, all right.
Floyd Huff. 4-4 tie.
So, we've got a 121-pound bout on Mount 1. That's bottom left of your screen. That's Colton Fisher of Bethel Park. He trails 3-0 to Evan Sala of Mount Lebanon. The Huff and Dennison match we just mentioned, tied at 4 in the second period. 127-pound bout on Mount 3. A.J. Snatchko of West Allegheny taking on Seth Miller of Bethel Park. They are scoreless in the second. And then Mount number 4, Joey Maritato of Moon and Logan Connolly of Chartiers Valley. It's 4-0 Connolly over Maritato. At 133 pounds, they are in the second period as well.
Okay. Huff ready to get back out of here. Tied 4-4. We're in the second period. 110 to go. He's working from the bottom.
Huff, a sophomore for the Raiders.
Head trapped underneath. Now turns out to the front. He's got Dennison leaning just a little bit. Now comes over top. Gets the reversal. That'll make it 6-6. Ties it up 6-6. Must have gave up two back points prior to that.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. 6-6 to score. Huff riding up on top. 33 seconds to go. In this second period, trying to work his way up to his feet is Dennison. Dennison right now, right back down, sitting on his haunches a little bit. Back up. Gets one leg out. Now both is up. Leg thrown in. Hops over. And he's got Huff in trouble, and he's going to give up the two-point reversal. That'll make it 8-6 in favor of Dennison. This is 114-pound Constellation semifinals. We'll go to the third, 8-6.
Dennison came in as the 3 seed, Huff as the 4 seed. Got more blood time. It appears that we have more blood to bloody nose. Looks like a bloody nose for Dennison. Snatch go up 3-0 on Matt 3 against Miller. And 4-0 Connolly still over Maritato on mat number 4, the yellow mat on the bottom right of your screen. Wonder what they're going to do after this. I'm guessing they're going to shut one of the mats down. So we could probably take our cameras and focus just
On 1, 2, and 3.
1, 2, and 3.
Yeah. Blood time still running over there with Huff's match. Got a final down below us. Sala, your winner, 3-1. He's out of Mount Lebanon over Bethel Park's Fisher. Constellation matchup. So he'll wrestle for the third place match. We got Peters Township headed up here. Isaac Myers taking on
Kale Yannick.
Kale Yannick. That's a neat way to spell Kale.
I think it's the way Sanderson does it.
Yeah.
I think.
It does, yeah.
Oh, a headlock here. Reaching over is Dennison, and Huff trying to stay with him and work a power half, and he tries to get those hips back on top, and he does. But he's trailing 8-6 here in the third, so he's going to need to score some points, whether
he's
that's
have
from
to
his turn
him.
Or turn him.
Yeah, he's got to turn him somehow.
It's like Scott Rhodes. Maybe I thought he was telling him to cut him loose here, but. Yeah, crossface cradle. He's got the leg laced.
Yannick leading over Myers 2-0. Constellation match 121.
Luke Rush of Waynesburg on mat 3 now, taking on Logan Slovak of West Allegheny, 133-pound Constellation semifinal.
I'll watch that.
We got more blood time for Dennison on mat 2. Rush gets in on a single briefly. Connolly up 6-0 now on Maritato on mat 3. They are stopped. There's only 13 seconds left in that bounce. It looks like Connolly is going to advance to the Constellation Finals.
Out of bounds they go with Yannick and Myers. 2-0 there. Still, Yannick leading that. Constellation 121. Constellation 133 is also on the mat. Also 133. Slovic still scores with Rush. Takedown now for Slovic. He goes up by a count of 2-0. Slovic leading over Rush. This is in the first period, and that's going to end it for the first period. 2-0. Slovic with the lead.
Connolly a 6-0 winner on mat 4 over Maritato. And still clean up blood here. Now back at it here between Huff and Dennison. Dennison up to his feet and, oh, taken down hard by Huff. And they keep on wrestling. And Huff throws the boots in and tries to flatten Dennison out. He's still trailing by 2, under a minute to go now. 52 to go in the clock. He's working the half in with those legs, trying to get some leverage. Now he has to readjust. Going to try to get that power half in there again on the left side. Dennison fighting it off so far. Huff coming, switching sides here, just trying to figure out how he can turn him, but now we're going to get a stalemate with 32 seconds to go.
Slovic gets a one-point escape. Now blood time running to Slovic. 3-0 to score that one. He leads over Rush. 3-0. Yannick gets another 2 points, but now gives up an escape to Isaac Mayers of Peters Township. It's 4-1 in favor of Yannick in that one. Blood time running on mat 3. Rush and Slovic. Slovic getting his nose plugged up.
Aiden Stout of Bethel Park taking on Peter Leventis of South Fayette, 139-pound out on mat 4. Up to his feet is Dennison again. We're under 20, under 30 seconds to go. 22 to go. And we got a stall warning against Huff, actually, there. And he's got to turn him. He's down to 15 seconds to go, and he needs back points here. He had him over at the Granby, and there's a reversal as Dennison comes all the way through and take a 10-6 lead. And it's going to be Dennison winning this bout as time winds down. And so Floyd Huff will wrestle for fifth place for the Raiders, and Dennison wrestles for third for South Fayette.
Back over to Rush. We're back in action. 3-0 the count. Both wrestlers on their feet. Rush trailing. Takedown in the first period, then an escape by Slovic in the beginning of the third. And now a takedown for Slovic. He goes up 5-0. 5-0 in favor of Slovic. Trying to sit out.
Isaac Myers of Peters Township trailing 8-3 now to Cale Yannick down here as they get ready to start the third period on mat number 1. The lone Washington County wrestler that's out there right now.
Slovic controlling things with Rush. He's got a 5-0 lead. Out of bounds they go. They put him back in the center. 5-0. Rush trailing. 5 seconds to go in this second period. Caution called on red. That is on Slovic.
127-pound Constellation semifinal. Owen Kladowski of Baldwin up 2-0 over Joey Biano of South Fayette. And That is going to be the score as they head into the second period. That's on mat 2, upper right of your screen.
Going to the third period, 5-0.
Stout and Levent is tied at 3 as they come to the end of the second period on mat number 4, the bottom right of your screen, the yellow mat. Yell Yannick up 10-3 now in the third period over Isaac Myers of Peters Township. Yannick out of Moon.
Slovak takes a shot underneath on Rush. Rush gets back. Now Rush trying to control the head and spin around. Now tries to shrug him by and spin around. Nothing. Now they're back up on their toes instead of their knees. And they drop right back down in the same position. We're down to 125 here in this third. Now Slovak's going to slip in behind. He's going to go up by a score of 7-0. So Luke Rush looks like he's going to fall into the Constellation fifth place matchup. He's trailing by a score of 7-0 right now. 7-0 in that one.
14-4 Yannick over Myers now on mat 1. Bottom left of your screen as they go out of bounds. 10 seconds remaining in that bout.
Big half thrown on Rush. Rush been turned to his back. He's going to give up at least 2 back points, I think. Or did he get any?
I don't know. I didn't see him. Yeah, it doesn't look like he did.
No, he didn't. Wow. Well, that's Slovak had to. But.
Final score, 14-4, Kale Yannick over Isaac Myers. And that's 121-pound bout. So Yannick wrestles for third. Myers wrestles for fifth. Kladowski up 2-1 on Bayano on mat number 2. They stand to their feet here with 42 seconds to go in the second period. And shot attempt there by Bayano in on a fireman's carry. Kladowski grabbing an ankle, trying to defend that.
We're down to 3 seconds. That's going to do it. 7-0 is going to be the final. Rush is going to drop this to Slovak.
Down on mat number 1, Liam Costa of Moon will take on Talon Mazenko, South Fayette, 145-pound consolation semifinal. So Slovak for West Allegheny wrestles for third, and Rush for Waynesburg will wrestle for fifth. Now on mat number 3, Zach Rigotti of Moon will take on Ian Buccelli of Bethel Park, 152-pound consolation semi. Kladowski and Bayano, this is a good one here. It's 4 seconds left in the second period on mat 2. We'll head to the third period with Kladowski with the 2-1 lead. That is Kladowski's who Kai Sheptik of Waynesburg defeated in the semifinal. Bayano, we had mentioned, lost. He's basically wrestled all the way back for South Fayette. He came into this tournament 28-2 and lost early and then has wrestled back here, trying to place as high as third, but right now he's trailing and starting on top here in the third period. And Kladowski trying to spin around behind him, and so far, Ayano stays on top. A.J. McGarity, the lone Washington County wrestler out there, he's on mat 4, the yellow mat on bottom right of your screen, 139-pound consolation semifinal against Elijah Thomas out of Moon, just about to get underway. And I think we can step away real quick. We'll be right back here, greensports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Since 2007, 10 Mile has been servicing Greene County in the tri-state area. Certified in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and West Virginia, 10 Mile specializes in road construction, asphalt paving, large excavation, pipeline, utility work, and heavy haul trucking. Proudly serving coal mines and the natural gas industry and also involved in many municipal projects. And yes, they still do residential paving. So if you're looking for an experienced, proven, highly qualified contractor for your next project, or if you're looking for possible employment, visit 10mile.us or call 724-263-6000.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Best of luck to all wrestlers competing this weekend. From Angelo's Restaurant, Michael Pasalacqua, the owner of Angelo's, is a former wrestler himself. He knows and appreciates the hard work and dedication required to be successful. Angelo's Restaurant has been serving fine Italian food for 85 years, from classic Italian dishes to new favorites. Enjoy a meal with family and friends at Angelo's Restaurant, North Franklin Drive near Wild Things Park. See the menu and learn more at angelosrestaurant.com.
All right, we had a final there. It was Klodowski on mat two, 4-3 over Joey Baiano of South Fayette. So Klodowski wrestles for third, Baiano wrestles for fifth. Now Chris Sabrone of Peters Township coming out here on 145 pounds consolation semi against Cole Gibbons of Mount Lebanon on mat two. And A.J. McGarity from Peters Township up 2-0 over Elijah Thomas at 139 pounds on mat four. Elijah Thomas out of Moon.
I think he just got the pin.
Oh, did he? Is that over? All right. Oh, wow.
I think it is.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure it
all
is.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm reading down on the score.
Yeah, I know. I just
and
well, I
look
just,
up. You're right. There's nothing going on in Mapport.
Yeah, yeah. He just got the fall right. on him.
All right. So McGarity with the fall.
And so that, McGarity moves on.
That is going to bring up Beksad Sharifov. I'm not sure how you say that. Out of Moon. And he's going to take on Nick Prichnitsky out of Chartiers Valley, 189-pound consolation semi on mat four. Bottom right of your screen, the yellow mat. Ian Bocelli on mat three, also on the bottom right of your screen, the green mat. Ian Bocelli of Bethel Park leads 4-2 over Zach Rigotti of Moon. 4-2, that is 152-pound consolation semi. Tanner Mazenko with a 4-3 lead, or Talon Mazenko with a 4-3 lead over Liam Costa. Mazenko out of South Fayette, Costa out of Moon. 145-pound consolation semi down here in front of us on mat one. And Sabrone and Gibbons on mat two go scoreless in the first period at 145. This is the second year of these super sectionals, right?
They tweak it every year.
Okay.
You know what I mean? They tweak it whichever. And that's one of the smart things they do, the committee does, is because they – yeah, sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And this, I think they did this. Well, they did this last year, obviously, because mm-hmm. this is the second year of the cycle. Because the sections are all changing next year. Everybody's changing, so we don't even know. Because now all those schools that went down, well, not all of them, most of the schools that went down from triple to double,
yeah,
are going back up.
I saw that.
Like
yeah.
AG's back up to triple.
AG, Montour, I think, is
Montour's
too, right?
back yeah. up. They're all back up okay. because they changed how they.
Did Hopewell go back up too?
Who?
Hopewell? Or are they still down?
Hopewell, I think, is up. I'm not sure, to be honest with you, but I don't remember the
teams.
There
was a bunch.
Exactly. There was a bunch because the bunch went down because they weren't counting. Remember, they were only counting Votech kids as, like, every 10 only counted as one.
Okay.
And that never made sense to me. I don't know. You're like, a kid's a kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just never understood that. I just couldn't understand that.
Above my pay grade.
It's way above my pay grade. Just never understood that. So now every kid is counted as one, whatever they are, whatever it is.
Well, that makes more sense.
Yeah. So so there is going to be changes, and then there's going to be changes with qualifiers too.
Okay.
But they haven't even figured that out. Heck, they haven't figured out football yet. They haven't figured out all equipment yet.
They still. I thought that was a done deal. They.
Well,
that's not,
yeah. Well.
Are they still appealing? Or?
I guess we'll wait and see if the schedule comes out on time. We're supposed to receive the football schedules on March 5.
Okay.
So we'll wait and we'll see.
Is that just the conference ones?
I think this, okay. Well, it's everything because they match up like your crossover games.
You fill in the week zero and week one and two.
I know who Waynesburg week zero is playing West Green. I know that. Jefferson Morgan's playing Chartiers Houston.
Okay. You guys got that at home or are you going
to
be?
We don't know. We wait to see what the schedule is. We can even it up. I don't think anyone knows that.
Good one down here on Matt 1. Liam Cost up 5-4 on Mazenko, and they have 45 seconds to go here. Bottom right of your screen, they go out of bounds. They'll reset with 44 on the clock. Another good one at the beginning of the second period. Sabrone of Peters Township and Gibbons of Mount Lebanon tied it to at 145 pounds. That's the upper right part of your screen. And Matt 3, Ian Bocelli is up 6-2 over Zach Rigotti. 152 pounds. They are halfway through the third period. Bocelli of Bethel Park and Rigotti of Moon. Prochnitsky of Chartiers Valley up 3-1 nearing the end of the second period over Bekzad Sherifov of Moon. That's a 5-1 score now as Prochnitsky just gets a couple more points. 189 pounds up there on mat 4, the yellow mat.
Gibbons may have got a takedown on Sabrone here.
Look at this.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not. Grab that ankle.
Yeah,
don't let go.
He's got to put weight on that foot if he wants to. Better, but now it looks like Sabrone's in a better spot. Whose hips are going to stay the highest, I guess.
That's what it is. Sabrone.
Oh.
No, he got the other one.
He did. That should be two.
That's two. There it is.
So he takes a 4-3 lead. Minute 15 to go, and immediately out for the escape is Gibbons, tied at 4.
45 has been the most competitive weight class here.
Look down on mat 1 here, which is also 145 pounds. Costa. Trying to hang on here. He's up 5-4 on Mazenko. Mazenko trying to get that ankle loose so he can spin around behind, but now grabbing the other leg is Costa. He's going to get 2 points, and that should wrap it up for him. He's got a 7-4 lead with 10 seconds to go.
Takedown for Gibbons.
Wow.
6-4.
This has. And 145 has been a lot of fun to watch all day long.
Yeah.
In all the bouts, like whether it was – championship bracket, consolation. We're going to have another Waynesburg wrestler out here. Brock Evans going to take on Michael Olszewski of Moon. That is a 160-pound consolation on the mat number 3, bottom right of your screen, the green mat.
Gibbons cuts Sabrone loose. 6-5. We're down to 30 seconds in this matchup. Sabrone trailing by one. He's got to get a takedown.
Evans and Olszewski now on, I think I'm saying that right. It looks like Olszewski, but it looks, I'm not sure.
There's Olszewski,
a fireman.
Yeah.
Olszewski with a fireman's carry attempt here, and he's in deep on Evans. Evans lost an ultimate tiebreaker in the semis to the number one seed. Now he's trying to fight back to at least get third, but he's close to giving up a takedown here to Olszewski. And Olszewski trying to pop that head 28 seconds ago. Now he pops over, and Evans now gets his hips up on top. And now tries to step over, and he's got the two-point takedown, and can he get him over to his back? He's trying to work him here. He's a little bit high, trying to reverse, scoop that head. And Brock Evans of Waynesburg looking for the fall. On mat number 3, he's got it. Brock Evans going to wrestle for third place there. It looked like he was very close to giving up the takedown, but powers through, and he will wrestle for third place for the Raiders.
Final 6-5. 145, your winner is Gibbons. He beats Sabrone out of Peters.
Another Peters Township wrestler coming up on mat 3, Caleb Bebout. Going to be taking on Hunter Goetz of Bethel Park, 189-pound consolation semi. Dan Huffman down here on mat number 1. He leads 5-1 at the end of the first period over Mario Del Rosario Baldwin. That is 152-pound consolation semi. That's bottom left of your screen. Cameron Simon of West Allegheny and Lachin Islamov of Baldwin are scoreless, 172 pounds. They are on mat number 2, but it's Islamov looking to maybe take Simon to his back, and he does. He's got the 2, and now look, he's got a cradle locked up. Trying to step over. He's got 2 near fall coming his way, so he's going to have a 4-0 lead, but he's still trying to rework this cradle. He needs to get that head in the side if he's going to take him over. He's going to run out of time, I think. 5 seconds remaining. You got the Huffman match, probably better vantage point than I do.
Yeah, right now he's got a 5-1 lead, Daniel Huffman out of Waynesburg. It looks like, you know, but this holds true. This is after, we're in the second period, 1:34 to go. Daniel Huffman, who won a big match in overtime, well, actually sudden victory, in the last round to get to this point. Because if he would have lost that, he'd have been out of the tournament. Out of bounds to go. Now, he's holding his hip.
He held his hip a little bit in that. Actually, he was holding the right hip, it looked like, in the first match. Is this saying blood?
Or for who?
Oh, no, he's okay.
No, no, they're looking at his hip. I saw Waynesburg coaches look back to the trainer and tell him, he said something about his hip.
All right, so.
Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this?
Testament. We've got
a little Congo.
Is Lomov getting more back points against Simon on mat number two? He's with the tilt. He's leading 6-0 already. Caleb Bebout of Peters Township trailing Hunter Goetz of Bethel Park 2-0 in the second period on mat three. Mat four, 7-0 lead for Tyler Glover of Chartiers Valley over Romier Washington of Moon. That's they were all the way up 215 pounds there, and I think Glover just got the fall. So that's Glover going to wrestle for third and Washington going to wrestle for fifth.
Del Rosario trying to match up top. I don't know if it's like a groin or if it's outside. He got a hip pointer. Or
yeah, it's hard to say because I could have swore the last match he kind of held his right hip a little bit towards the end of that bout. This time it's the left one. We got near fall points coming on mat three. That is Bebout, who's got Goetz on his back. He was leading this match the whole time. And now Bebout is got near fall coming. Probably going to be leading at the very least, leading 3-2 now. 24 left to go in the second period.
It's close to getting two. Huffman gets two. That'll make it 7-2. Out of bounds to go.
So Bebout up 3-2 now. Islamov up 6-1 now on mat 2. We have nothing going on mat 4, which I wonder if we haven't had enough time.
We haven't had enough time
for those 285-pounders.
Yeah, because we flew through those matches.
So
they're kind of jumping around, too. I think as soon as one gets open, I think they just throw them down there.
Yeah.
As soon as the time hits. Huffman gives up a one-point escape. 7-3 the score. Still holding that hip on the left side.
They just give him a stall warning for coming back slowly to the mat?
Who?
Huffman.
Maybe. I didn't see it.
Thought the referee held up the fist with the red wristband.
Wouldn't be surprised, you know, with the official.
Yeah.
With that guy, with Sean. Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
Yeah. I thought he did. It looked like he did.
He might have.
Still 3-2 in favor of Bebout on mat 3. They're taking a break here. They got, I don't know if it's blood or injury time. Mat 2 is 6-1 is Lomov over Simon. They are getting ready to start the third period. Lomov a bald one.
The cranberry roll by Huffman and throws his opponent to his back. He's getting some back points. He's going to get at least 3 out of this. Or they're saying 2 now. No, only 2.
He had him over there for a while. No, he got 3.
No, he got 3. Yeah. Okay. 12-3 now, Huffman with the lead. Trying to get in the third place match at 152 pounds.
This bout, score-wise, was really close for quite a while.
Yeah.
And we got a cradle by Islamov on Simon, and he had got a couple more near fall, I think. On mat two, and he does. So now he's up 8-1. Now 8-2 with an escape by Simon of Peters Township. And Goetz is back up 4-3, but now another reversal, and Bebout takes a 5-4 lead in that bout on mat number three. Under a minute to go there.
Huffman still holding on to this lead at 12-3. quite comfortably out in front now. One, Del Rosario's trying to hit a sit out and spin around out, of the, out from underneath, but nah, that ain't going to work.
Bebout on top now. He's got a wing in with a 35 seconds left to go in that bout, and he can kind of sit there if he wants or maybe try to run it. But he's got the one-point lead on Hunter Goetz of Bethel Park. Now he does take him over and takes him right to his back. Now he might get the fall, and he does. Bebout in another bout that was tight the entire way. Going to get a late fall to advance to the third place bout, and Hunter Goetz of Bethel Park will wrestle for fifth.
Huffman's going to move on. Picks up the win. He's going to get three there. That should mean 15-3, I think. And it is. 15-3, the final score.
Is that two Waynesburg wrestlers wrestling for third now?
I think two for third, two for fifth, and three in the finals.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That's a good tournament so far for Daniel Huffman.
Yeah.
He's had some good bouts today and wrestled back. And he, at 100, and, that's a, is that 152 pounds? That were, yeah, that's, let's see here. So Huffman came in unseated, really, and he had to wrestle from that pigtail bracket and ended up, he won that first bout by fall and then faced Nick Jones, a top seed out of West Allegheny, but then has wrestled back since then. So he's had a good day. Islamov is going to win this one 10-2 on mat number 2 over Cameron Simon of West Allegheny. Was I saying, I think I was saying Peters Township the whole time. That was West Allegheny.
Mm-hmm.
They had the same mascot, right?
Yep.
That's where I got it confused. Same color, same mascot. I'm easily confused anyways.
Yeah, they are. They're basically the same colors and everything. Yeah,
yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Up until last year, we lived up in West Allegheny School District. We moved down to Washington now. Closer to home, down in Greene County, and a lot easier to get to all the Greene and Washington County sports events than it was before. That's
I know. It's crazy.
I'll give you $1 if you can go get that volleyball out of that.
I wonder how long it's been up there.
There's a volleyball sitting right. We're up in a perch up here, kind of a balcony area, and we're still a good 15 feet from the rafters, and there is a volleyball stuck in one of them. Yeah, that's a good question.
Actually, there's two.
You see another one?
Yeah.
Where's that one?
Right
Yeah, way over there. That one makes more sense. That one doesn't look like it's wedged. That one looks like it's wedged.
Yeah, it's like someone kicked it up.
And that
there.
One's kind of resting on a light over there. Yeah, free volleyball if you can get it down.
I know.
Maybe you can hit it with that meatball.
There's that meatball there. They're picking at it, and I can't eat it anymore.
They were good. That was the only thing I had there. We've got a Trinity wrestler out here on mat two. That's Adam Watson. And he has taken on Ronan Gibbons of Upper St. Clair, 215-pound consolation semifinal. We do have a 285-pound bout on mat three. That's Cam Dana of West Allegheny. He's up 1-0 on Zach Stromach of Peters Township on mat number three, bottom right of your screen, the green mat.
And then mat number one, Collins tied 2-2 with A.J. Tomano of Bethel Park. Collins out of Cannon McMillan. They are tied 2-2. Now, Watson has just been turned to his back by Gibbons of Upper St. Clair, and Watson in a bad, bad shape here. He's in the middle of the mat, and there's all kind of time left. Gibbons trying to, or Watson trying to fight this off. Gibbons of USC trying to finish it, and he does. He's going to pin Watson at 128, the time of the fall. Your winner is Gibbons over Watson of Trinity High School. Back down below us, it's Collins, now trailing to Tomano by a score of 3-2 of Bethel Park.
Yeah, Michael Gibson of Bethel Park on mat two, taking on Ben Lloyd of Mount Lebanon, 285-pound consolation semifinal. See who will wrestle for third and who will wrestle for fifth. Lloyd trying to shoot in on a single leg there, comes up underneath, actually underhooks after that. Attempt fails. And the two, so we got two 285-pound bouts. The wrestlers on mat two are significantly bigger than both the wrestlers on mat three, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Not even close.
Although, yeah, it's Cam Dana's is a little bit bigger. He might stay. It's hard to tell because they're a little bit further away. But yeah, it just looks like the two guys here on mat two a lot bigger, especially Ben Lloyd. He is a big heavyweight from Mount Lebanon. And he tries to come in with a body lock, but sagging the hips down was Gibson. We haven't had any word yet about the finals yet.
Nope, not a word. I've been listening for it, but it hasn't happened. 236. 4:30 ain't going to happen, but
maybe 3 o'clock.
I bet you 3 o'clock, maybe.
3 o'clock will start, maybe?
They'll start the finals.
I bet you a meatball.
Bet you them charred up meatball there.
Oh, man.
All right.
We got 1-1 on mat 3 between Dana and Stromach. They are in the third period, under a minute to go, 55 to go there.
Tamano is 5-4, still has the lead here in the third period, just starting, by the way, over Collins of Cannon McMillan. That's 5-4, and off the edge they go. Looks like it. Nope, they work the way back in.
Collins, the Big Max, he ties it up there with two right there near the edge of the mat. 5-5, minute 30 to go. Good one here, 172 pounds on mat one, bottom left of your screen. I spoke to Jason earlier. When I called him, I was trying to get the audio thing, and he's like, oh, good. He said, I guess our technical issues here were minuscule at the time compared to other things that were going on.
Well, in Double A.
I don't know if where's Nate at today? Is he in Manesson?
He's in Manesson.
I think that was maybe where it was for that girls' basketball game. Did we get a final on that at all?
No, I haven't got a final. I'm kind of curious about that because Manesson had a player that was ineligible because they had a foul called in the last game, so they had to sit out this game. And I'm just kind of curious how that turned out. I could text Billy. He'd probably tell me. But right now, Collins has now tied this thing up 5-5. Both wrestlers on their feet. 43 seconds to go here. Shot underneath by Collins. And getting back and out of the way is Tamano. Tamano trying to get loose, trying to get his leg free, trying to swing in behind. Collins hanging on to it. He's got a hold of it. He's maintaining control of it.
We got a fall on mat three. And that is going to be...
That's an overtime, wasn't it?
Yeah. Stromach of Peters Township. Am I getting that singlet right? Yep. Over Cam Dana of West Allegheny. So Stromach will wrestle for third.
Collins just got taken down 7-5. We're down to 5 seconds to go, and that's going to do it for that one. Tamano will move on out.
That's the boys' score from last night.
Yeah, I was there last night.
Yeah, okay. That's right. You did do that one. Well, let's see here. Let's do some digging. Keep an eye there. And
final score, 7-5. Your winner is A.J. Tamano out of Bethel Park over Braden Collins of Cannon McMillan. One left here. 6-0, Ben Lloyd, Mount Lebanon leading over Michael Gibson.
Girls basketball final, Manesson 34, West Green 30, according to the Observer Reporters site.
Okay.
It was a close one. That would end the season for West Green, I believe.
Yes, it does.
Does that automatically put Manesson into the PIAA?
No,
they have to win another one?
Well, it depends. I'm not sure how many girls they're taking. Are they taking five or six?
I thought it was five. But
if it's five, then they got to beat someone else. That's the, and that'll be Tuesday, by the way, Tuesday night.
Okay.
6-0, Ben Lloyd, rolling along here, under a minute to go. After this, I'm sure we're taking a break, and we'll come back, and we'll have our fifth place, third place, and championship matches. And they'll be right here.
Yeah, once we get the announcement, we will let you all know when we will be going. We're going to keep our broadcast going with the live feed here from the gym. But
I'm afraid to turn anything off.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. Don't want to bump anything. Don't want to move anything.
We don't want to move anything. We don't want to touch anything.
I'm also not looking forward to taking this back down those stairs.
And you know, I have zero help on this. There's not a chance.
If you get down there, I might have to maybe hand you some things as I can kind of bring it down. Well, we'll get it into boxes and we'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
How many boxes are there?
Two big ones. This and three, counting this one. So, I don't know. Full disclosure, I've never packed this stuff up by myself. So this, we will have. We can at least maybe put the puzzle together.
Yeah, that's right. So. Final score 6-0. Ben Lloyd picks up the win.
We're right back here, and we'll update you when we will get started with the finals. You're listening to GreenSports.net and WJPA Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
All right, so we did get the announcement. We are going to be back. They're going to start the Parade of Champions at 3:10, which is a half hour from now, actually 28 minutes from now. But 3:10 is the beginning of the Parade of Champions. Mr. Moore, did they give us another time for the finals, or is it just going to be immediately? 3 o'clock. I'm sorry. Okay, 3 o'clock Parade of Champions. 3:10 is the start of the finals. That's what it is. So 3 o'clock Parade of Champions. That's in less than 20 minutes from now. 3:10 will be the start of the finals, the third place and fifth place bouts here at South Fayette. So we are going to keep this broadcast up, and we will be back to get you to show you the Parade of Champions at 3 o'clock. That's in 18 minutes from now. Once again, you've been watching GreenSports.net. In cooperation with WJPA Sports Network, we will be back here shortly from South Fayette.